News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Three reports offering recommendations for changes at RTE are set to be published this week and brought before Cabinet. One of those recommendations is a hybrid model of funding, which would see RTE funded by reduced and reformed licence fee with a top-up from an Exchequer-funded media fund. And Larry Bass, CEO of Shin A Will, joins us now. Good morning to you, Larry. What do you make of this? I mean, they're kind of dancing on the head of a pin, I think, a little bit, Larry.
Sure, they've been doing that for about 15 years, Ciara. I just cannot understand why government insists on continually kicking the can down the road when they pretty much have all party support to just get on with reforming the licence fee for public service media. It's needed so badly, never more so than now. What are they afraid of? Just make a decision and get on with it.
I suspect that's to do with election years and those types of things more than sort of political party support.
Why are they hiding around making a decision? We put politicians into place to get on with government. And this is one particular nettle they won't grasp for, you know, 15 years this has been left.
Yeah, I know, and you're not wrong, and nothing you're saying is wrong, but the political reality for them is that it isn't popular. And if you look at the number of people who are currently defaulting on it, it isn't popular with some, certainly other politicians, and it isn't popular with the population. The reduced fee, what do you make of it? Do you think that makes it more likely people will pay, or do you think that people will say, we have them on the ropes now, why would we bother?
Well, why are the Irish government looking to reduce licence fee when right across Europe people have not only paid standard fees that have protection against inflation and have risen to protect public service media, and in some countries they've actually voted by popular vote to retain it when it was potentially looked to be scrapped. In Switzerland, they had a referendum to retain it. And here we're looking to reduce it. It's already been debt by 1,000 cuts for over 15 years by not increasing in line with inflation.
Do you see the issue? I mean, the front page of the Irish Independent this morning says €654,000 in barter fund unaccounted for. So people are looking at RTE and saying gravy train, slush funds, those types of things. That is why, and some people are using it as an excuse, as I have said previously on this programme, Larry, people won't pay the fee, but they'll still watch the programmes. If you wanted to protest, you might do it the other way around. But the reality of it is, people are annoyed with RTE and they do begrudge giving them any money.
You know, I've never said they need to sort out management. They need to sort out everything needs to be played in terms of managing how people are paid and making it transparent. And funding needs to go to programming where it's required and badly needed. But every media organisation, including independent newspapers, have barter accounts. It's the way unsold media gets handled. So there's nothing new or extraordinary about it. But let's all just get it out into the open, talk about how it needs to be properly managed, get it under the CAG and get on with it.
Would you favour, Larry, an actual Exchequer-led, like do away with the licence fee altogether so that there can't be a default on it? Would you prefer to see the Exchequer paying directly?
Cautious. I mean, there has been government recommendations by their own government reports, which they've ignored that recommendation for years. But I would be cautious about public media being funded by government, and then the public media has to be very cautious about what it says about each individual government. I mean, we have to be, this is a really, really important part of our democracy, our country. We need to have a, you know, proper debate about every issue, not just the RTE licence fee. And also get on with having something we can depend on, rely on in a world where media needs to have robust exchange on all sorts of matters. And having something we can rely on, depend on, is hugely important to who we are.
All right. Look, thank you for joining us this morning. That is Larry Bass, there, CEO of Shin A Will.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.